For those of you good souls now have returned to segment 5 of the bigger picture, America's past, present, and future, written in black and white with your host, Marshall Wood. I'm going to make a few comments about the upcoming Program 5 next week, which is a direct continuation of what I'm saying here. There is a powerful series of points that I have intentionally delayed now to segment 5 because I want to close what was supposed to be the closing program of the series that now will just be the entry door for a continuation of these, and I'm going to call them lectures, folks, and I frankly would advise you to get a copy of each program and make a library of it and listen to it, unless you're of those who consider the voice you hear to be sexist, misogynous, racist, all those other things that we carry when we are concerned Christians and patriotic Americans. But if you resonate to what I've said to this point, you will pay attention to what I'm going to say next week on Program 5. But for now, let me say this. Western culture is the backbone of the world. Western culture rests on the Judeo-Christian ethic and even more so upon the foundation of the teachings of the Jewish people to whom God revealed his existence and his plan for the world. And for a brief period of time, they have been set on the shelf. But they will be back. God has not forsaken his people. They are his people. And remember those two questions that I asked to determine whether someone is friend or foe. What say you about the Jewish people? And what is too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? I suggest you ask that to Attorney Ben Crumpton or to that Al Sharpton, who's been so prevalent in Jacksonville this week. I'm going to talk about that here next week. But let's talk now about those Greek-Roman values and Christian values that have underpinned Western culture to make it what it is. And then we will analyze those core values against the fruit of the various cultures that have existed, the culture and the subcultures. Okay? The Greek-Roman values, which really evolved into the Christian values or the heavenly virtues of Pope Gregory the Great, Gregory the First. I have more respect than you can imagine for that man, that 5th century pope who is responsible, though not too many people are aware of it, for the very existence of our country. But here are the 7 virtues, heavenly virtues, ascribed to Pope Gregory the Great: humility, charity, chastity, gratitude, temperance, patience, and diligence. And those are neatly contrasted with the 7 deadly sins: pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. And there are 4 natural virtues that are acknowledged by all the major cultures. 1 is prudence, careful thought before action. 2, temperance, not taking that extra drink just because you want it. 3, humility, Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, thinking others is more important than yourself, looking on the things of others more than you look on your own things. Or, as Brian Kaufman told me the other day, meekness and humility is just having the power to do something and withholding it for the good of another person. Okay? You don't punch him in the nose so you can do it easily because it's not going to serve the purposes of God or the situation. And 4, justice. So prudence, temperance, humility, and justice are the 4 natural virtues. I hold, if you look at American culture from the beginning, you're going to find that those seven were producing the fruit of a nation that rebuilt its enemies, that fed the hungry, that required a man to work to support his family, but encouraged him when he needed it to get it done. We have questions today of the justice in our culture, but I'll tell you what, this nation is unique in taking some entrenched globally attitudes, specifically slavery, and turning it into liberation and creating opportunities for a whole race of people that were brought out of incredible darkness in the 19th century and even before by another race of people sold into bondage so that they could participate in the establishment of a great nation whose purpose was to restore Israel to the promised land. Oh, if you ask Al Sharpton that, you're going to get a different answer. Or ask the average pastor of a black church. What is too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? I want you to think about those virtues in America in the past and present now. Just take a look at the Tampa Bay Rays, Tampa Bay Rays, and see if you see humility and other things present there. I hold that gratitude, and authority are the two greatest elements missing in our culture. They've been replaced by envy and anger. I hope you'll return for program 5 next week. We're going to continue this topic. Until then, God bless you richly.